Thank you, Brother Cody. If you will, open your Bibles to the book of Joshua. Book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 14. Title of the message is, It's Never Too Late. As we've already heard, it's never too late for Nancy to have her surgery. I don't blame her. I'd try to stay away from that as long as I could too. Joshua chapter 14. Here in 14... The Israelites have gone into the promised land, and it accounts for a time that Caleb, if you remember, Caleb is the one that went into the land, he and others, and looked where God was telling them to go, and he came back where the others said, oh, there's too many people, they're too big, all of these things. Caleb came back and he said, but God is on our side. And God has promised it for us. And so Moses, and part of what was taking place here in the first five verses, Moses gives him, by God's word, an inheritance about where he plants his foot. He will inherit that land. And so that occurs when Caleb is 40 years old. And where we're going to read, Caleb is going to be 85, so some 45 years later. Invite you to stand to honor the reading of God's Word. We'll begin in verse 6, chapter 14 of Joshua and verse 6. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive and has said these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses with Israel, wandered in the wilderness, and now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as on the day Moses sent me. Just as my strength was, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave him Hebron to Caleb and the son of Jephunneh, an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb and the son of Jephunneh, and the Kenizzite to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron, formerly Kithra, Arab was the greatest man among Achim. Then the land had rest from war. You may be seated. So how does that apply to me and you? We are promised that God knew us even before we were in our mother's womb. And God created every living person. And God has a plan for every living person. We simply choose to go His way or go our way. He gives us that freedom. But some oftentimes feel like, well, I've come to an age that I can't, those dreams I had, those things that I thought of have gone away. And it would be impossible for me at my age, or perhaps it's the opposite. We're too young to have those dreams. Folks, I'm here to tell you, if God placed something on your heart, just as we read here with Caleb, it doesn't matter how many years ago it was. If God has allowed you to know that that is part of His plan for your life, get to it. It's that simple. Even though we see things that say, well, I can't do that anymore, or I don't have the capabilities of it, I'm reminded of the Scripture and invite you to look at that, to look at those in Matthew 19:26. In Matthew 19:26, Jesus is speaking to His disciples. Matthew 19 and verse 26, He says, Jesus looked at them, and what was going on here were with God of all things being possible. Jesus had talked to His disciples, and they were talking about the rich man. And they began to wonder because the rich man said he had done all things, and Jesus said, well, you have to give away all your wealth, and you'll inherit the kingdom of God. And the boy couldn't do that. And so they felt, and they heard it, and they were greatly astonished in saying in verse 25, it says, who then can be saved? And Jesus looked to them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Whatever God is calling you to do, has placed on your heart, He'll make it possible. The devil's going to tell you all the things why you can't do it. And it can be as simple as being a prayer warrior. It can be that you have a ministry. It may be one that a mission that takes you out of this country into another country. It matters not what it is. If God is in it, I can assure you by His word, it is possible for you to achieve that goal, that plan that God has. Every single one of us have that. We're neither too young nor too old. We follow His steps. He will make it possible. And so with oftentimes looking, we unfortunately, and He tells us that we're not to judge, but unfortunately sometimes we do look at people and we think, boy, that old boy, he ain't ever going to get to heaven. There ain't no way. Remember what Matthew 26 just said. There's a lot of folks in this room that probably others thought never would be sitting in this room. All things are possible with God. He gains our attention because He wants us and invites us. There's not anyone, unless they personally choose to reject Him, that cannot know the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And that includes every single one of us in this room and many in our community. No matter what it is, if we commit it to Him, it will happen. He tells us that if we ask and we believe. You see, where we get hung up is on the doubt of things. You look at when the angel comes and tells Mary about the birth of Jesus. Her first question is, how can this be? I know no man. And the angel tells her it will be by the Holy Spirit. And when you read that, what she says in it, is she says, then His will be done. I am His maidservant. She renders herself available for what God desires. That was for Jesus Christ. Prior to that, you remember old Zechariah. He's in the temple burning incense. And Elizabeth, never have they had a child. And they're way past the years. The angel comes to Zechariah and says, your wife Elizabeth will have the son who is the forerunner and to proclaim about Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to pay attention to that story, because Zacharias said, how can that be? I'm well out of age and my wife is well old. And Zachariah can't speak until John the Baptist is born. Well, now, wait a minute. See, he had doubts about it. So I tell you this kind of as a warning to you and I. He no longer could speak until God's plan happened. If you look over in Proverbs chapter 18, he tells us here, looking for it, sorry, I kind of lost my place, I apologize. Hang on a minute, I'll see it. Boy, I don't see that one. I guess the Lord didn't want me to read that scripture. But I read it, so I'll tell you what it says. And I'll paraphrase it. How's that? It's in Proverbs. But for some reason, I just can't see it here at the moment. He simply says that, there it is. Thank you, Lord. In chapter 18, verse 21, he says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. Plainly put, oftentimes we can be a blessing by what we simply have to say. You know, your mama used to teach you, mine did, said if you ain't got nothing good to say, just keep your trap shut. And I want you to think about that for a minute. Miss Jean in here, we celebrated her 98th birthday. What about 95 if she'd go out and we go, well, Gene, you ain't ever going to make 98. You see, what we do know are those things begin to play on our mind. We talked earlier today in praying for a young lady that's 8 years old tried to commit suicide. That 8 year old didn't come up with the idea of killing herself on her own. She's seen it. She's heard about it. You see, what we take in, the devil will try to use against us, whether it's, especially if it's bad. God will use those things. You and I have the opportunity, if nothing else, that God lays on our heart. If he tells you to speak, folks, I encourage you to speak. Speak what he gives you. And when he quits giving what to say next, shut up. It's that simple. We get ahead of him, we'll say way too much. Been there and had that happen. And there's a time you and I can present the gospel, affect someone's life about Jesus Christ, and there's a point where the Spirit says to be quiet, because you went as far as that person's going to receive that day. If you go further, you're going to push them away. You're going to create a blockade. Now, those seem like simple things. For some, those seem like scary things. I don't know if I can talk to anybody about the gospel. I'm not learned enough. I'm just afraid I'll say the wrong thing. With all things are possible with the Lord. I've been very open about that. There's times when I get up here to give a message, it's kind of like I have that outer body. I sit over to the side and listen to what I'm saying myself and go, that wasn't in my mind to say. It wasn't what I thought about before. But if we allow him, he'll work it. And when he gets quiet, we need to be quiet. We go too far. He knows the right things. All things are possible with him. And it's never too late to start. Isaiah tells us that we should wait upon the Lord. And a lot of times we kind of use that as a crutch. Well, preacher, I'm just waiting until the Lord shows me where he wants to start. Will he give you a plan? Well, yeah. Does he burden your heart with it? Well, yeah. Well, what are you waiting for? Well, he hadn't started yet. He give you a plan. He burdens your heart. I got news for you. He started. Now he's waiting on you to step out on faith to trust him. What would it have been if Elizabeth hadn't trusted that she was going to have a baby? We wouldn't have had John the Baptist. What if Mary would say, oh no, I'm way too young, I'm not doing that. You and I'd be without a Savior. And you say, well, God would put it with someone else. Yeah, He sure would, but look at the blessing that they robbed themselves of. And you see, that's no different for us. When God lays it on our hearts and we put all those obstacles or we fail to start, you know, the thing about it is we're robbing ourselves of a blessing. You got up this morning, you went out there to your old truck and you hit that start button or with the key, depending on what kind you got. Maybe for a few of you in here, you went out there and cranked the front of it. But one way or another, you were expecting it to start up. And had it not started, I'll lay odds that you wouldn't have been here today. But it all started with starting. You got to start. I don't know what it is, but I can assure you of this with this message God laid on my heart. There's some people, at least one or more in here, God's put something on your heart to do, and you've not started. You have to start. Maybe you start by sharing that what God's vision is with some other brothers and sisters who you believe can help. That's starting. You plan it out. Got an active ladies ministry here. Well, you know what? If they always thought it was a good idea but never started planning, they'd still be thinking it's a real good idea. Somewhere in the middle of that, somebody had to put a design up for that quilt over there. And then somebody had to start gathering material. And somebody had to start getting thread. And somebody had to start sewing. It's starting. If God's in it, I'm here to tell you, it will happen. He'll bless it through and through. And you'll receive the blessings by the glory that He brings to Himself. We mentioned George Foreman. Just think about if he had never started boxing. Some will say, well, but that's part of the world. No, he became a heavyweight champion. And because of that, he had a platform to hear what God wanted him to present, the gospel. One of the kindest men you'll ever meet. And God allowed him to turn around and do it again. Just as the brother said, had never been done before. Realize what platform he got from that. He worked with some folks and figured out how to do the George Foreman grill. Many of you in here probably have one or had one at one time. God gave him the funding to carry on the ministry. See how God works in everything? Even if it's that we start praying for someone who has a vision. Old Megan over there would never be able to tell. Give God the glory for that horse racing if she had never got interested in it. And somewhere she had to start. She had to get up on that horse. It's hard to win barrel races if you're not on the horse, right? Yeah. Poor old Tyler would have broke down trying to run that much. So you had to start somewhere, folks. Don't let the devil behoove you with the idea that you can't. You and I can't. Paul says that. All things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. In Luke chapter 1, as I mentioned Mary here, chapter 1 of Luke in verse 37, the angel has come, and he tells her in 36, he says, now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, in 37, for with God nothing. It's in Scripture. Believe it. For with God nothing will be impossible. Nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maiden servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. Let it be to me according to God's word. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is that God has put upon your heart, start it. What I found in life, it'll be a lot of different things, but usually there's a big thing that he wants you to start, and the little things will follow from it. They're outcroppings. We kind of all understand that out here. We plant something, and it begins to reseed and grow, and it begins to take over. If you had never planted nothing, just look at your yard. One weed comes in, and you'll start seeing weeds all over that yard because they grow. Be a weed for the gospel. Be a weed for the gospel. All you got to do is get started. And it starts with listening to his word and praying to him to guide and direct you. And if you'll say just like Mary, let it be according to your will, to your word. I'm going to tell you the backside of this in closing. When you have those days that seems like, you know, Lord, I just don't see you doing nothing in my life. I've been praying about the situation, and I just don't think you're hearing me. And your lips dragging the old ground, and you're trying to dig a trench across this dirt floor. I'm going to encourage you to sit down and take you a piece of paper and start writing the trials and tribulations in your life. And real quick, you're going to start seeing how God overcame them for you. It may be financial. It may be physical. It may be your health. It may be finding the proper spouse. It may be in rearing your children. It may be in employment, a job, or whatever it is. But start writing that those things that you thought were impossible. If you told me I was going to be a preacher at this church, I'd tell you, nah, it ain't going to happen. That ain't possible. Them people ain't that goofy to call me to come preach to them. Y'all weren't that goofy, but you were following where the Lord did, because that's where he wanted me. And he put that heart on me, put that heart on my wife up there. Mr. Doc right back here at the back's one and said, we prayed about it, and you need to be the next preacher. I said, well, I don't know. Y'all need to go pray again. And he come to me next time and told me the same thing. And I said, y'all need to go pray again. And he came one more time. And I told him, I said, I'll make you this deal, Doc. And I look back on that today, and I was trying to make a deal with God, and that ain't going to work. But I told Doc, I said, I'll tell you what, we'll pray about it. Royce and I, we talked with her, and I said, we're going to pray separately, and we're going to come together once a week to pray about it at the end of the week and see where we're at together. And that following Sunday, one week later, I told Doc, if that's what y'all still want, we'll come. In one week, that's how assured we were it was the right thing. In fact, it was less than that one week. But things just started happening every single day. Sometimes two or three things a day. And I'm a little slow, but every now and then I'll catch on. And I started seeing them. And I'll tell you this, y'all have been the greatest blessing God could have ever given me. Not an opportunity I would have sought. I thought a different way that I could serve him. And I still get to do that. But that wasn't his prime. So sometimes people say, aren't you ready to retire? Nope. I'm not going to quit till God tells me to quit. See, he built us to be active. You make a list of all the things that you thought were impossible, and you start seeing and realizing, sometimes writing it down helps, and you start seeing each and every one of those, and you're going to find out you run out of that first sheet front and back, you're going to get you several more pages. And I'll tell you, you won't walk away with your lip hanging down anymore. May not always turned out the way you thought, but you can look back in that rearview mirror and see that it was the best thing for you. See, he makes that promise. He's interested in what is best for us and brings glory to his name. I'm just thankful he allowed me to be a part of those things, to see those things bloom. For you see, one of the things that is a blessing as being your pastor is I get to see you begin to grow. From where you were at when you came and where you are now. I've known Doc ever since the Cowboy Church started. I knew him a little bit before that. Doc would be the first one to tell you he come a long way. And so will Judy. Mike Otto over there, we go way back. And he's grown. And I could walk around this room and do that to each one of you. And hopefully you've seen some growth in me. Because the Lord's still working on it. And he's working on every one of us. But anything worth having, and he's putting it on your heart, you got to start. No matter what your age is, no matter your circumstances, it's never too late because with him, all things are possible. I invite you to bow your head, close your eyes. I'm done.